Teapot.
Or tea kettle.
Kettle.
What's that?
Kettle, tea kettle, or teapot.
Did you ever, hear that, you know, that wash pot you'd have in your yard? Did you ever hear that called a kettle?
Yeah.
People used to call that a
kettle or pot?
Pots.
Call them wash pots. What I used to coon hunt in World War I.
Oh, you did?
And that's what I cooked my coons in. We'd go catch a half a dozen coons. We hunted every night and every other night. I'd cook with my dog and I'd put my wash pot out in the yard. It had legs on them and I'd build me a fire around it. And I'd skin my coons and put them in there and cook with my dogs.
You cook them for your dogs?
Yeah, and they loved them too.
What kinds of dogs did you have?
Hounds.
What about something, say, if you went out and cut some flowers, you wanted to keep them in the house, you'd put them in a
vase.
Put them in a vase.
Glass, whatever you call it. It all had to be a vase, just the same.
And say if you were setting the table, next to each plate, you'd give everyone a, to eat with, you'd give everyone a,
one piece.
Knife, fork, and a spoon.
Knife, fork, and a spoon.
And say if there were three people eating at the table, you'd put out three forks and three spoons and three
knives.
And say if the dishes were dirty, you'd say, I have to go.
You take and wash.
Okay. And you say after she washes the dishes, then to get the soap off them, she
rinse them.
And the cloth or rag that you use when you're washing dishes.
Well, you take a one that's dry, you wipe them with, wipe them where it's dry, and then, of course, where they're, you wash them and it's wet, and then you take them, and after that, you put them over in another water, and you rinse them, and then you dry them.
Well, you know, you have a cloth or rag you use to get the food off the dishes when you're washing them. You call that a
wash, they call it a dish rag.
What about when you're drying them?
Call them a dry rag.
And to bathe your face with, you have a little piece of cloth you call a
bath cloth.
And to dry yourself off with, you have a
towel.
And something that people used to buy flour in.
Barrels?
What about something smaller than a barrel? Say if you just bought 20 pounds or so.
It was in a sack.
Were there different kinds of sacks?
Yeah. A lot of different kinds of sacks. It was 25 pounds, 100 pounds, 50 pounds.
You get some of them cloth, some of them and paper.
Some of them with paper, and some of them cloth.
What about the kind of sack or bag that feed used to come in, that real rough material, that brown kind of cloth?
What we call two sacks or mixed feed sacks?
Well, it wasn't cotton, I don't know what it was. It's kind of a, what would you call that stuff? You got some of them in yonder. We got some of them in yonder, feed sacks.
I don't know what's
going on. We call them crofer sacks, but I don't know what they used to call them.
You call them what?
Crofer sacks.
Crofer.
Did you ever hear toe sack or gunny sack?
That's it.
What did you used to call it?
We used to call them crofer sacks.
What about nowadays if you went to the store and say bought some apples, the grocer would put them in a